Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 58 degrees, and the news time now, 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Tonight marks the end of a pop culture era.
Tonight, it's Pat Sajak's final episode hosting Wheel of Fortune airs. And last night on the show, his co-host Vanna White said goodbye.
We've laughed, we've cried, we've celebrated. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had.
Sajak hosted the syndicated game show for over four decades. Ryan Seacrest takes the reins next season.
We appreciate you being here. That goes for you, especially at home, and we'll see you next time.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Still in France for D-Day observances, President Biden today delivers a speech from Point du Hoc near Omaha Beach, where 2,400 U.S. soldiers died that day. A federal judge ordered former Trump White House aide Steve Bannon to report to prison by July 1st. He'd been free while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. That appeal was rejected last month. This is ABC News. Someone spray-painted racist, misogynistic graffiti on San Francisco City Hall. London Breed is the city's black woman mayor.
I'm pretty sure I was a target. I mean, this is not unfamiliar to me. I do deal with this every day, whether it's, you know, things that have said on social media, as well as emails that I received that describe me as exactly what was on this wall.
The offensive graffiti quickly covered up by a public works crew. In Oregon, this canine earned the title of human's best friend.
The bond between an Oregon man and his dog turned out to be life-saving. Brandon Garrett was driving with his four dogs when his vehicle plunged over an embankment in a remote area of Baker County and into a creek. One dog managed to make it out and walked 4 miles to reach the family's campsite. They knew there was trouble and called for help. Crews located the man, rescuing him and his three other dogs. All are said to be doing okay. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 74 with sunshine. Looks like it's going to be a little windy again, 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Tonight, clouds building in, a 50% chance of showers late, a low of 54. Saturday, plenty of clouds with areas of light rain, a high of 71. Clearing skies, patchy fog Saturday night, a low of 61. And Sunday, 73 with a 30% chance of light afternoon showers. In Richland Center, the forecasted high yesterday, we were right around there. 71 degrees was our top temperature. It was 58 at midnight, and we were down to 55 briefly, but now back up to 58 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise as we start out today, Friday, June 7th.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Stars.
was over. A lad stood alone in fear, for he had just said goodbye to the one he had loved through the years. He stood all alone with his head bowed down, as though his heart would break. Then the parson came over and took his hand, and to him these words he did say: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. This lad all alone, with his eyes lifted toward heaven, he's repeating these words he was told: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet you up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. When God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet you up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels.
Hank Williams, When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels. Before that, our national anthem performed by Alabama. And we have officially began the broadcast day today. 8 minutes after five, Phil Nee with you. We have some great stuff to tell you about. Another weekend coming up in southwest Wisconsin that includes many highlights. Just living here and getting some good fresh air and beautiful, for the most part, beautiful weather for the weekend. That's going to be enough. But then there are many things to tell you about this weekend, including Dairy Breakfast, Sauk County and Richland County hosting Dairy Breakfast this weekend. So hopefully you can get out and enjoy on the farm. And I know, talked to some really young folks this week that just love to go to the farms and see the animals and just kind of get that chance, because we kind of take for granted sometimes that a lot of youngsters not usually familiar with farms and farm animals and things like that. So it's a real treat, and that'll be going on this weekend in a couple of counties. We look forward to telling you about that and some sports scores. The Brewers had the day off yesterday. They will be getting ready for a weekend series against an old American League East rival, the Detroit Tigers. That's coming up this weekend in interleague play. More details in about 10 minutes on sports. Here is Restless Heart.
Just as long as that old river flows, the sun comes up and that north wind blows. Just as sure as these are guaranteed, honey, you can depend on me.
This day and time, lovers come and go, and it seems there's no one left to hold for so many. When the morning comes around, but girl, you can bet this old boy can't be found.
Just as long as that old
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
Wynn Stewart, it's such a pretty world today. 5:15 the time and 58 degrees the temperature. A reminder, Edward Jones of Richland Center will host Outsmart the Scammers, an informational program at the Brewer Public Library, starting this morning at 9:30. The program is free and open to all. Registration is appreciated. Please call 608-647-8889 or email donna.bodinet@edwardjones.com. Also a reminder, an American Red Cross Live will be held at Christ Lutheran Church of Spring Green today, 11:30 until 5:30. To book a time, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024, at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th, from 7 to 1.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
It is time to update you on sports, courtesy of the WRCO's Sports Boosters. Well, congratulations to the River Valley girls soccer team. They passed another hurdle in the WIAA tournament. They were winners last night 4-2 over Adams Friendship, and they advanced to the sectional finals, which will be played at Oakleaf Stadium in Altoona, coming up at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Their opponent will be Regis McDonald, which knocked off their opponent Somerset 4-0 in the final yesterday. WIAA State Softball Tournament yesterday. The winners in Division I quarterfinals were Kenosha Bradford and Watertown, Kaukauna, and Milton. All clay victories. Last night, it was Fall Creek getting a win, and the Cuba City Cubans staying alive and representing the SWAL with a 9-4 victory over Auburndale. In the late-night Division 5 game, it was Oakfield shutting out Thorpe. Final score of 7-0. The tournament resumes today. Yesterday, in American Legion Baseball, La Crescent posts 595, defeated Viroqua by a score of 7-5. The Brewers get back, aiming to end their three-game slide with a victory against the Detroit Tigers tonight. The Brewers, first in the National League Central, will play the fourth in the AL Central. Detroit Tigers, who come in with a record of 31-31. Yesterday in baseball, Toronto 6-5 over Baltimore, Kansas City 4, Cleveland 3, Seattle 3-0 over Oakland, the Yankees 8, Minnesota 5, Boston 14-2 over the White Sox. In the National League, Atlanta 5, Washington 2, Cincinnati topped the Cubs 8-4, Dodgers 11, Pittsburgh 7, Colorado beat St. Louis 3-2, Arizona 4-3 over San Diego. Jaylen Brown scored 22 in the Boston Celtics' win as they powered their way past Dallas 107-89 on Thursday night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Derek White finished with 15 points for Boston, which led by 29 points in the first half and connected on 16 three-pointers in a powerful start. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Well, today is Friday, June 7th, and it happens to be National Donut Day. Ooh, my goodness. All right. So I'm going to have to see if we can work off a pound and then come back and have a donut. But anyway, it's aerobic polka time, friends. Here we go. Yes, that was a rip-snorting one for Friday. The Deutschmeisters, and that was the Strip Polka. Getting kind of wild, kind of risque this morning. But anyway, maybe you were stripping paint. That might have been it. Anyway, we're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets right here today.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Friends all tell me so. I got a good paying job. I got a hard working wife. Still, a woman like you makes me wonder what I've missed in my life. If I ever go crazy and leave it all. If
80s country from the Shooters, and If I Ever Go Crazy. Well, we're moving on and grooving on here today with the Old Light and the Milk Cow Show. We have reached 5:30. We're headed toward a high of 74 later. 50% chance of showers late tonight and 54. Areas of rain tomorrow, light rain, 71. And Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers in the afternoon with a high of 73. In Richland Center, we're at 58, up a total of 3 from the overnight low. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The Senate Ag Committee's chair does not like the House's version of the Farm Bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow spoke about legislative differences during the One Country Project's Virtual Rural Progress Summit this week.
The House bill gives a 70% increase in commodity payments for those crops, mainly big farmers, mainly in the South. We've never had a 70% increase in the farm bill in anything.
Stabenow says USDA today provides crop insurance on 136 crops, and that's where the spending needs to focus. A Wisconsin Farm Bureau leader says Congress needs to finish the farm bill soon. Government Relations Director Tyler Wensloff tells Brownfield farmers are facing different issues than what they had at the start of the last farm bill.
We've had record high inflation, rising supply costs, global unrest within Ukraine. And a lot of this has changed the ag economy, and we really need Congress to step up and do their job to make sure that we have the resources we need.
And he says having the five-year farm bill cycle and the four-year election cycle in the same year is not good.
And all this is just hitting each other at the wrong time for farmers.
Wensloff says the House bill and the Senate outline mentioned safety net program improvements and extending the Dairy Forward Pricing Program and the Dairy Promotion and Research Program. The social science of biosecurity. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from World Pork Expo in Des Moines.
Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerder says they've conducted nearly 20 research projects on wean-to-harvest biosecurity.
One example of a project that was recently completed is a project looking at how do we enhance motivation and compliance of personnel, animal caretakers on the swine farm.
She tells Brownfield it's a novel approach.
Rewarding those personnel, but also having those supervisor support and performance feedback of those that are executing biosecurity protocols really may enhance biosecurity.
From the Iowa State Fairgrounds, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The H5N1 virus has been detected in a Minnesota dairy herd. Minnesota's Board of Animal Health confirms the herd is in Benton County, northeast of St. Cloud. Dr. Katie Corneal with the Minnesota Board of Animal Health tells Brownfield they don't know how the H5N1 virus was introduced to the dairy farm.
We're gathering information on any recent movements on or off the farm, so that can provide information to consider if any wild birds were found deceased nearby or any other potential routes of the introduction.
11 states now have infected herds, including South Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, and Michigan. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade has been holding off, and cash hogs were steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some live bids on Thursday at 184 to 185 in Kansas and Texas, and 188 in Nebraska, but those bids have been passed. Asking prices remain firm around 188 in the south and 305 to 306 in the north. It seems producers have dug in their heels, holding out for at least steady money with last week. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers had their best test on 1,000 to 1,049 pound weights, which were steady to $2 higher compared to the most recent sale. The best test on heifers were 800 to 849 pounds, steady on the week. USDA says there was good to very good demand for loads and strings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 954 pounds, brought $229.75 to $239.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 913 pounds, brought $226 to $233.50. Boxed beef closed mixed with choice up 142 at $316.21, select down 7 cents at $300.83. The spread was $15.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Beef export sales were 14,500 tons, a decline of 8% from the previous week. Cash hogs were steady to lower on Thursday with a light closing negotiated run at the major direct markets. After the solid negotiated movement earlier in the week, most buyers had the needed near-term numbers in hand. Pork did close firm, but has been on a mostly lower trend this week, reflecting the questions about sustained domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 249, with a base range of 82 to 88, and weighted average of 86.23. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at 55, sows were steady at 39 to 42, boars were priced at 15. Illinois slaughter sows were steady at 41 to 53, boars were priced at 8 to 28. Pork values closed higher, up 38 cents at $100.69. Estimated hog slaughter was 470,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower on Thursday, ahead of the week's widespread direct business. Lean hog futures were mixed, adjusting spreads and monitoring demand. The latest livestock market information can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024 at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast June 9th from 7 to 1.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw an oversold bounce. July beans were up 22 and three quarters at 12. August was 19 and a quarter higher at 11.93 and a half. July bean meal was up 12 and three quarters at 452. September was 12 higher at 457 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's direct business. August live was down 40 at 177.47. October was 65 lower at 179.65. August feeders were down $1.97 at 252.85. And hogs finished mixed, adjusting spreads with July lean up 77 cents at 92.97. And the August contract 5 higher at 91.67. Follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The head of the Ag College at the University of Georgia is back today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Are ag school graduates employable? Nick Place has an answer. He's the dean and director of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at the University of Georgia.
We've heard a lot from industry that, yeah, we need students or graduates that really understand the technical subject matter, but you know what they really are looking for? Students that are able to deal with conflict and communicate and work with others, have a work ethic. All those kind of what I would call soft skills are also really important and the kind of things that our employers, our potential employers, are looking for.
As to whether ag schools are assets to the community, Place makes a pretty good case.
That is probably one of the things that also excites me about this college and the work that we're doing. And the reason it excites me, so many times you hear anecdote stories about the difference that this college has made in somebody's life or their business, or how it has helped them create a business, or how it has helped them save thousands of dollars, or perhaps save a crop that was on the verge of being taken out by frost or pest. And if it was not for what that extension agent or that extension specialist did, they would have lost their entire livelihood. Those kind of stories really mean a lot, and it really helps me, really drives me each and every day to get up and really be so proud of what we do here in the college.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Two more states have H5N1 influenza cases in dairy herds. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Iowa had its first reported case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle on Wednesday. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says the affected farm is a herd in O'Brien County, located in the northwest corner of the state. State Ag Secretary Mike Nag says the department will soon be announcing additional response measures. On Thursday, the H5N1 virus was detected in a Minnesota dairy herd. Minnesota's Board of Animal Health confirms that herd is in Benton County, northeast of St. Cloud. A spokesman for the board says the farmer noticed a few cows with the symptoms last weekend and spread to more than 40 cows the next day. Samples were collected Monday and confirmed as H5N1 Thursday. The cows are expected to recover and all the milk is being disposed of. Iowa and Minnesota become the 10th and 11th states with a positive testing herd. Cash dairy prices were mixed again Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up 1.25 cents at 45 and a quarter with two sales. The cheese market had increased sales activity Thursday. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 cents at 184 and a half with seven sales. Barrels were up a penny to 195 and a half. 11 sales recorded, ranging from 193 and a half to 195 and a half. Butter went down 4.5 cents to 305 after peaking over 10 cents higher Tuesday. One sale recorded at that price. Not-fat dry milk went down 0.5 cent to 119 and a half with one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Looks to be a, well, I guess, summer-like weekend for the most part. We've got a little rain in the forecast for late tonight. Forecast for today calls for 74 for a high, 54 for a low tonight, with a 50% chance of rain later on. Then tomorrow, some light rain possible, 71 for Sunday and the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. The morning looks all right, 30% chance of light showers in the afternoon. Currently 58 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge today. Thank you for joining us here on WRCO Radio. Here is Highway 101 on the Light in the Milk House Show. From the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO. We'll get the latest take on weather coming up with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. We'll see if we can wake him up today. Right now, the morning is looking pretty good, 58 degrees in Richland Center. Well, listen for your chance and opportunity to win and amaze your friends as we give away some dairy products today because June is Dairy Month. We'll have our regular round of trivia. And also, we can get some qualifiers again in that Scone summer starting in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be giving you the exact words that you should be texting in. So that's coming up a little later on. This is Tanya Tucker on the Light in the Milk House Show.
there'll be no way you can run. Then with a smile to break your love and heart in two. And baby, you'll recall the one who said these words to you. I'll come back as another woman, one with all the secrets to your heart. I'll come back as another woman, and I'll be the one you learn for, that you reach for in the dark.
Tanya Tucker on WRCO Radio. We have a lost and found item, found a set of keys in the area of Highway 80 and County Y. They were found yesterday, 608-425-8225, if those might be yours. And lost a light brown female pug dog without a collar, lost in the Hustlers Ridge area. Please call 608-632-5506. If you see that dog, 632-5506. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Attention WRCO listeners, Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
Love my daddy, I love my daddy, I love my daddy, yes I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
I love my daddy, I love my daddy.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Every day we eat, every day we need a farmer. June Dairy Month is a great time to recognize our dairy farmers' dedication to their farms and animals. It's a 365-day-a-year passion to produce wholesome dairy products. So raise a glass of milk, that is, to your local farm families, along with Town & Country TV and Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home.
Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center. Keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, relatively quiet weather shaping up here for today as high pressure tries to work in. Should bring us a fair amount of sunshine, but still breezy conditions. Now, late tonight and tomorrow, the clouds move back with a weak weather system. Should bring us some scattered light rain. Right now, it looks like maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch at most, and no severe weather, of course. Sunday, we're tracking a weak front which will slide down across the area in the afternoon. Might spark a couple of light showers. Behind that, a couple of dry, pleasant days early to mid next week, and temperatures will be on a gradual upswing. In fact, getting slightly above normal toward Wednesday and Thursday with a south wind flow, more humid as well. It does look like a significant front could move through around late Thursday of next week. We'll have to monitor for the potential of some thunderstorms. Here's that forecast for today: sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, high around 74 degrees, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, clouds roll in with a 50% chance of showers very late, low at 54. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds with areas of light rain, high about 71. Wind variable becoming northwest up to 10. Heading into Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light showers in the afternoon, low 51 with a high of 73. Monday, partly sunny, low 50, high 73. Little change for Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, high about 75. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, high 79. And very summer-like on Thursday, warm and more humid, high up in the mid-80s. There is a chance of some thunderstorms moving in late Thursday into Thursday nights. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. In Richland Center currently, our temperature is at 58 degrees. Yesterday's high was a very nice and comfortable 71. Record high 93 in 1985 on June 7th, while the record low was 37 back in the year of 1949. Last year's high was 77 and the low 61. Sunset will occur at 8:39 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:21, coming up for tomorrow morning. Yesterday, again, a nice day, but it did feel a little bit of like fall, didn't it? As it got cooler last night.
Right now we have mostly clear skies. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.78. And no precipitation today. Again, with a little sunshine coming through, and after a low of 55, it is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM and Richland.